Now, of course, when it comes to Sabrina Carpenter, I've already covered her entire album as far as Man's Best Friend and gave the overview of that. So specifically with the Carpenters, we have to dive into the first track that she chose to give a music video, because of course, with her album out now on all DSPs, which is 12 minutes long, and of course, as far as runtime, this album, this album, Man's Best Friend, is an hour. No, it actually is 38 minutes. So 12 tracks long, and it's 38 minutes in length. Ultimately, Tears is the first track that she wanted to give a music video. So there's particular tracks I was wanting to break down off of this album, because of course, I think with the whole quote that a lot of people is running with, as far as it's a thing, someone has to die in each video, which you can listen to for yourself right now.
I'm looking everywhere for you.
You died earlier, I thought.
Babe, what are you talking about?
No, it's a thing. It has to, someone has to die every video.
Every what? Video.
Sorry.
Why are you being weird right now?
We'll always remember you, though.
Oh, and that was definitely caught a body. Nobody tell Fonnie Willis about that one.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So anyways, as far as Sabrina Carpenter and her latest track, Tears, the music video, I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty interesting. I like the way that she put it together. And no, this is not just like some, it's better on mute type of review. Actually, the music video is better. You know, as far as types, I would definitely say it's not mine as far as the way that Sabrina looks. But ultimately, the music video is actually pretty solid. And I think the Tears and the background dancers and everything adds on to the overall interesting nature of the lyrics of the track. Because once I dive in deeper into this album and get to listen to it over and over again, you'll come to realize having critically acclaimed actors like she does in her music videos, as far as Coleman Domingo, hopefully I'm saying his name right, I think that adds to the, one, the replayability, because now you have people who are actual actors acting alongside you in a music video. I mean, Cassanette just recently did that with Michael B. Jordan. It just adds another layer of quality having a veteran actor alongside you from your promotional material. I just think it uplifts it. So anyways, as far as her album and getting more into it as far as replayability, I think I'd be able to pinpoint some of the more thematic elements in it. But when it comes to the Tears music video specifically, just know it's inspired by Susan Sarandon in the Rocky Horror Picture in 1975. Goodness. So anyways, and then there was something else I was looking at. So the music videos, like she was saying, somebody has to die. It's a very interesting cinematic universe that's going on, because of course this right here, I don't know if y'all can see this, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, to see the video along with the audio, because essentially speaking, this right here is ultimately what the cinematic universe is looking like, right? So if, hold on, was that the right one? I think it's this one. So when you're looking at this picture and you're looking at the different themes, the different thematic elements of Nonsense, Fast Times, Tears, Man Child, what is this one? Almost Love. I mean, it's a very interesting theme throughout every single music video, and she's kind of caught flack for some of the things. I mean, especially the cover of the album, she caught flack for that, and I don't know if it was deserved, because if you think about it, the main thing what you look at as far as the art form is if it's authentically themselves, right? So if you have a cover art and you're trying to let people know that that's the type of time you're on, then hey, so be it, right? But obviously some people have a problem with it. So anyways, that's the first track I wanted to deep dive into, but that's track two off of the album titled Tears. Now, I was wanting to transition into track three off of the album titled My Man on Willpower.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.